Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Hello?
Hey, Money, I can barely hear you.
Hello?
Thank you.
Yo, what's up, Las Vegas? How's everybody doing out there? Are you feeling good? How's everybody all around the world? Are you guys feeling great? Are you feeling positive? Because today's a good day. The weather is real calm, real smooth. It's no wind. It's no heat. And the sun is fine. The weather is beautiful. Yes, everything is okay. Now, as a quick announcement, in 2 weeks, it'll be time to vote. So I want to remind everybody to get out there and vote. And vote for the senators of your choice. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to vote, but I'm going to let you know that all the Republicans are trying to cut out Medicare and Medicaid, and they're trying to cut out Social Security. So if you're in favor of having Medicaid and Medicare for your insurance, and you're in favor of having Social Security because you've retired or you're about to retire, then you need to vote for the Democrats because they want to keep everything in play for the middle class and the low-income people. So that's just a point of reference. All right, we have an organization called MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, and you can go on their internet, go on the website, and sign up for their database. And if you're trying to give food away, if you're a restaurant or you're a store and you're trying to give food away, then you register for their database and say that you have food to give away. And they will tell you how to get the food and be able to deliver it to their database. And if you're a charity and you're trying to get food to give away to the homeless or the low-income people, well, then you need to register with the database and let them know that you're a charity and that you're interested in receiving food to give to the low-income and to the homeless. Okay, so you need to contact the MEANS website and check in with their database and let them know what you're trying to do. All right, well, I think it's time to talk sports. Let's talk NFL football. What do you think? DJ Papa G, Papa D. Tell me, who's playing in football? Thursday, we had the Denver Broncos play. Who did they play? I forgot.
Denver Broncos played, so this is last Thursday. They played the Cardinals.
Yeah. That's right. The Denver Broncos played the Cardinals, and they beat them up pretty bad. They beat the Cardinals real bad on Thursday last week. So now the Cardinals have one win and five losses or six losses, and the Denver Broncos have three wins and five losses. No, they're 3-4. So, what else do we have, DJ? DJ Papa D.
Let's see. So, over the weekend, we had the Titans and the Chargers.
The Titans and the Chargers. Let's see. The Titans played the Chargers tough, but the Chargers beat them bad. And they're the Carson Chargers. They're no longer San Diego Chargers. They're the Carson Chargers or the L.A. Chargers, yes. And they've won the game. So now they're 4-3, I think, is their record now. All right. What else? Who else played on Sunday?
Sunday we had the Panthers playing the Eagles.
The Panthers played the Eagles, and the Eagles put up a good fight. But the Panthers won the game. They won the game. Yes, they did. The Panthers are playing good football, and they have an outstanding offense, and the Eagles need to get their defense together. Okay, who else do we have?
Jets played the Vikings in New York.
The Jets played the Vikings, and the Jets played pretty good, but I think the Vikings had a better team, and they won by just a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. I think they barely won. So what do you say, DJ? What was the score?
No, the Vikings blew out the Jets 37-17.
Oh, they blew them out? Okay. So the Vikings had a good offensive day. Yep. They won 37-17. All right. Go Vikings. All right. Who's up next?
So we have the Bills playing the Colts.
The Bills played the Colts. Now, I wanted the Bills to win, but it looks like Indianapolis Colts played a better game. In fact, I think they blew the Bills out. What was the score?
They did. It was 37-5, Colts.
37-5? Oh,
yeah.
That was awful. That was an awful game. They got beat up really bad. And I thought Buffalo was going to turn out and be a good team. It looks like they're getting beat up on. All right. Who's next?
See, we have the Patriots playing the Bears.
The Patriots played the Bears. And that was a good game. It was real tight all the way to the fourth quarter. And the Patriots pulled it out. They won. I know they won by 7, like 38-31, I think the score was.
Right,
Yeah,
it was 38-31, and it was a close game. But, you know, the Patriots and the Bears are fairly evenly matched. So, you know, that was a toss-up.
Right. I think the sports book put them pretty well even, too. I think it was like a one-point favorite either way. All right.
Yeah, they gave the Bears 1.5 points. All right, so we have the Browns versus the Browns played the Buccaneers.
Oh, the Browns played the Bucs. Now, I thought the Browns were going to play a good game and they would win. But it looked like the Buccaneers pulled it out. It was a close game, though, but the Bucs pulled it out. What was the final score on that, DJ? 26-23. They won by 3 points. Boy, I'm telling you, Cleveland's getting their game together. They're getting better and better every week. So now they're 2-4-1 on the record on this season so far. So don't count Cleveland out. All right, who else played?
The Texans played the Jaguars.
The Texans played the Jaguars. Now, I would have expected the Jags to win because they got a powerful offense. But the Texans came out and won the game. The Texans had a better offense and they had a better defense. What was the final score on that game?
Texans 20-7.
They blew them out. Beat them 20-7. Oh, my God. Jacksonville is losing their touch. They've lost 3 in a row, I think. Oh, no. They're like 3-4 going in now. Oh, my God. All right. Good job, Titans. Oh, was that the Houston Texans or the Titans, Tennessee Titans, that beat Jacksonville?
It was the Texans.
The Houston Texans. Oh, man. And Houston Texans are playing pretty good. I think they're in the top of their division. Yep, I think they are. All right. Who else?
Let's see. Miami played Detroit.
Miami played Detroit. Now, Miami was on a winning streak, but they came up across the Detroit Lions, and I think Detroit played a better offensive game. I think they actually beat the Miami Dolphins. What was the score?
Lions 32-21.
32-21, yeah. Yeah, Detroit has a good offense, and their defense is picking up, so they're looking really good. All right, who else?
Well, let's see, you had your Saints playing the Ravens.
Oh, the Saints playing the Ravens. Now, that game was pretty even. I picked Baltimore to win, but it looks like the Saints probably won that game by 2 or 3 points. What was the score, DJ?
The Saints squeaked it out, 24-23.
Oh, they beat them by one. The Saints pulled it out. Yes, the Saints, that's a good team, America. They're doing very good. Although Baltimore's not playing too bad either. They're both pretty good. So they were a tough team going into that game. It was a toss-up to see who was going to win. All right. Who else?
We have the, Dallas played Washington.
Washington. Dallas played Washington, yes. I was rooting on Washington the whole day. And Washington pulled it out. Dallas played kind of good, but Washington seemed to have a better offense. So Dallas defense didn't show up. So what was the score of that, DJ?
Redskins 20-17.
20-17. Oh, they won by three. I think they kicked a field goal to win the game at the end. Yeah, Washington's in number one place in their league, as a matter of fact. I think they're winning their league. That's pretty good. Okay, who else?
We had the Rams and the 49ers.
Oh, we had the Rams. Oh, that was a pushover. I know the Rams beat up on the 49ers. The poor 49ers can't get their offense together. They got no defense. They had like three interceptions and two fumbles. They just couldn't hold on to the football at all. That was an awful game for the 49ers. And the Rams just took advantage of them. I bet they beat them pretty bad. What was the score, DJ?
It was pretty bad. Rams 39-10.
39-10. Oh, my God. Boy, the Rams
are
undefeated.
Yeah, but you know what?
They're still the... Huh?
Go ahead.
What did you want to say? I was going to say the Rams
are
still the only undefeated team in the NFL. They're still the only undefeated team because Kansas City played and they lost the game. So Los Angeles Rams is the only undefeated team in the NFL. Go ahead, L.A. Rams. All right. Okay, who else?
And last game was the Bengals and the Chiefs.
The Bengals and the Chiefs. Well, I know the Bengals are playing good football, but I don't think anybody can touch Kansas City right now. They have one loss, but everything else is going in their favor. They have a hell of an offense, and their defense is stopping everything. So I think Kansas City won by a lot. I think it was a blowout. What was the score, DJ?
Chiefs 45 to 10.
45-10. Oh my God, it was a blowout. That's what I figured. Yeah, Kansas City's on a roll. If they hadn't lost that one game, oh, they would be doing real good. At least they're in first place in their division, so we can look forward to Kansas City making it to the playoffs because they're on a roll. All right, and I think the last game is our Monday night football game, which is Atlanta playing. Who's Atlanta playing tomorrow night? Monday night.
They're playing the Giants. Oh. They're playing the Giants tonight.
Tonight.
As a matter of fact.
Tonight.
They're playing tonight. They're actually playing right now, I think. And they're playing in Atlanta. And so who do you have for that game?
I'm thinking Atlanta's going to run off with it. I don't think the Giants have an offense. I don't think the Giants have a defense. I don't think the Giants are even show up. I think Atlanta's going to run away with it. Plus, they're playing in Atlanta, too. Oh, yeah. They're a home field advantage. They're going to run away with the game.
All right.
And that's my predictions, and that's the scores for last week's football. That was week number 7. In the football league. Okay, that's week number 7. And I think we can do a little something for the NBA basketball. What do you think?
You can do something. Let's
see. Hi, friend. NBA basketball. All right, let's talk about the NBA basketball. Well, I only want to talk about the Lakers because I'm a California boy and I love the Lakers. But they played last Thursday, the 18th, and they played against the Portland Trail Blazers. And they got beat. Oh, they got beat bad. I think they lost by 7 or 8 points. But they have LeBron. LeBron is playing for the Lakers. And so the Lakers are supposed to have an outstanding team since they got the best player in basketball on their team. So now they have to get their team together. So that was a loss for the first game of the season. And then they played Saturday night, and they played against the Houston Rockets. And they lost again. Oh, no, that's 2 losses in a row. The Lakers are on a downward skid. Come on, Lakers. Got to get it together, boys. It's time for us to get back to our winning ways. We got to get back. Got to get back. All right. Come on, LeBron. Get them right. Get them right. All right. That's the information I have for the basketball. We're only keeping up with the Lakers because I'm a California boy, and I love the Lakers. All right. So, I guess it's time for a commercial break. Donald, DJ Papa D, can you play us a song and then drop the commercial spot? We'll be right back.
Are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. It's been a real interesting season so far. But I forgot to tell you about the Golden Knights. Since we're right here in Las Vegas, let's talk about our Golden Knights. They've played 8 games so far this season, and they won like 3 games, and then they played the other night. So they were 3-4 going into Sunday night's game. And what did they do, DJ D, Papa D? What did they do?
What did they do? They won.
They won. All right. What was the
score? They beat the Ducks.
Game?
They beat the Ducks 3-1.
All right. They beat the Ducks. Where are the Ducks from? Are they California Ducks? Who are the Ducks?
That's a good question. You know, that's a very good question. We can find out in 1 second here.
Well, it goes to show you, I don't know anything about hockey, people. But I'm keeping
the Anaheim Ducks.
In Las Vegas. The Anaheim Ducks. I knew they were from California. I was just faking. So that's good. Now they're 4-4, so they're working on a winning record now. So let's see if the Golden Knights can continue to win, and we can follow them and with pleasure and see how they're going to make Las Vegas proud. All right, so that's all for the sports. We'll have to let you know about more about what's happening with the sports come Monday next week. But right now, I want to tell you a story. I got a story to tell you. You know, I got a call from a buddy of mine. His name is Brian. He's been on the show before. He's a guitar Brian. He plays the guitar. And he asked me to come down to the Horizon Health and Rehabilitation Center. It's a rehab hospital. So he asked me to come down and perform with him because they were doing karaoke. And he knows that I know a few jokes and I can sing a few songs. So he asked me to come down and perform with him. So I said, yeah, I can do that. But I got to go get some clothes first. I got to dress up before I make a guest appearance since I am a star. And people know that I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. So when I walk in, people expecting me to be fancy, be sharp, be dressed, you know. So I got to dress to impress. So I took off and I went out and I went to the outdoor mall, which is, they call it the fashion mall here in Vegas. And I went out, and I went to the House of Suede, Wilson's House of Leather and Suede. And I brought me a leather suit. That's right, because, see, it's getting kind of cold out here. So I brought a leather jacket with a hood with fur on it, and I brought some leather pants, and I already had some boots, but I had some white cowboy boots. So I had the whole hookup, and I sat at my house, and I waited for Brian to come pick me up. And Brian didn't show up, so I called him, and he told me he was already at the Horizon, that he was there performing. He had taken his guitar, and they wanted him to sing some songs, so he was singing. He didn't even wait for me. So he went and he was singing his song. He was entertaining the troops, as I say. He was entertaining the patrons at the hospital. And so I had to sit home and wait on my ride. Well, you know, I don't drive because I'm blind. So I had to wait on the limo, because that's how I roll. I roll in the limousine. So I called my limo driver, and he said, sure, G Money, I can come pick you up. And I said, cool, I'm waiting for you, because they're expecting me to go down, because they're having like a karaoke show, and they want me to come down and entertain. So I said, cool. So I was sitting at home, and I was eating a little lunch, and I was waiting on my driver. Well, my driver pulled up, and he came into the house, and he said, G Money, are you ready to go? And I said, yeah, man, I'm ready. Check me out. And he said, man, you are sharp. You're dressed to impress. Oh, my God, I didn't know it was that kind of party. I hope I don't have to go in because I ain't dressed up like you. And I'm like, it's all right, you're just my driver, so you don't have to be dressed. You can walk in and sit in the background and watch us get down. So he said, okay. So we jumped in the limousine and we rode down the block, around the corner, up the street. And I was listening to the music in the stereo system in the limousine. And I was enjoying the ride. And everybody we passed on the street, people were looking to see who was in the limousine. Now, I couldn't see them, but I could hear them say, I wonder who's in that limousine? Who's in the limo? Who is in the limousine? Hey, who's in the limousine? And I didn't say nothing because I didn't want to cause a hysteria with everybody wanting to get my autograph and stuff, since I'm a radio DJ and I'm an entertainer on the strip. So, you know, I didn't want to cause a bunch of hassle. So I just sat back and listened to everybody holler and scream at my driver to see who was in the limousine. And, of course, the driver's trained not to give anybody any information because that way he don't have to pull fans off of the car. Because a lot of times, you know, the fans will come and jump in the window and try to climb through the sunroof and stuff. So, you know, we got to play it real low-key when we're rolling down Las Vegas Boulevard. Because everybody sees the limo, and they get excited because they think it's somebody world famous. Well, I'm famous. I'm just not world famous. Not yet, anyway. So I'm rolling down the street, and we go down Charleston, and we're right around the corner from UMC Medical Center. Now, my buddy Brian has played guitar at UMC, and he told me one day maybe we'll go in there and perform for the people at UMC. But until then, we're just going to take it one hospital at a time. So we're going to go to the Horizon Health and Rehabilitation. And that's a rehab hospital right next to Valley Hospital, which is right next to UMC. They're like a block apart from each other. So we roll into the parking lot at UMC, and we swing through, and then we come out in the backside because we're going down the side street, and we pull up, and we pass Valley Hospital, and then we pull up, and they've done some construction work on the street. Because the Horizon used to be on Desert Lane, and now it's on Martin Luther King Boulevard, which means that the boulevard has some construction done because it's right off of the freeway. It's right off the 95 where we were coming. So since we took the surface street, we rolled and we came up on the backside coming down Pinto Lane, and we ended up at the Horizon. So we pulled up, the driver opened the door and let me walk out, and then I put my hand on his shoulder, and we walked in the door. He pushed the button, and we walked in, and I could hear people talking. Who is that? Who is that? Ooh, he's clean. Oh, man, he's sharp as the board of hell. Who is that? He's so clean. And what's he coming to do? And we go to the activity room, and I can hear Brian playing his guitar. He's playing some Christian music. He's playing a little country western music. And he's playing some Elvis. And I'm like, oh, man, are we listening to Elvis again? Because I like Elvis, but enough is enough, really. The man's been dead for years, so they need to let him live. Let him pass, you know. Let him die and live in peace. I don't need to keep bothering him. He's doing what he's doing. So anyway, Brian's in there playing the music. And I can hear everybody in the crowd, and they're clapping their hands, and everything is good. And so I walk in, and Brian says, oh, gee, Monty's here. And everybody turns and looks at me, and I could hear them go, gee, Monty. Ooh, gee, Monty's here. Ooh, gee, Monty's here. Gee, Monty's here. And I go, yeah. I go, what's up, everybody? How you doing today? And they're like, we're fine. We're doing doing good. And I'm like, yeah, well, welcome to Las Vegas, baby. And they go, yeah, we're in Vegas, and we know it. And I'm like, yeah, well, you sit back and relax, because I want to entertain you. But Brian is singing some songs for you. And then I understand we got a karaoke group going to play. So we're going to see what they have to play in a little while. And I might even sing a song for you or two. So everybody's going, wow, okay, that would be good. And I said, but you know I don't sing. I'm G-Money. I'm the entertainment promoter. I put on concerts. But I do have a friend that is a promoter. He's a performer. He's G-Money, the pimp comic. Now, he's told me a couple of jokes, and so I was going to come see if I could tell you the jokes and see what we can get you to do about the jokes. I mean, I'm going to see if I can tell you the jokes and make you laugh and see what the results of these jokes are. So when Brian finishes playing his guitar and he takes a break, then I'll step up and we'll see what I can do. So we were thinking about that. But now it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Papa D, play a song and then drop the spot.
If I do both group won't have this bad for me. Rigor more just will set and just sit there and you'll see. The music sounds too good for you to look and act this way. Just free your mind of all your thoughts and you will surely say.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas. I was at the Horizon Health and Rehabilitation Center, and we were putting on a show for the patients at the hospital. And my buddy Brian had already played his guitar, and he had sang several songs for their listening pleasure. So I was there, and I said, well, I can sing some songs because we got the karaoke people here and they're set up to perform, but they still got some minor adjustments to do to their equipment before everything is up and running and they can start the show. So I told them, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you a joke to kill the time while we're getting everything together. And they said, okay. And I said, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am G Money, the Pimp Comic. How are you today? And they said, we are fine. And I said, well, I want to tell you a story about a man that was riding a horse across the country. Actually, he was in the country, and he was riding from town to town. And his horse broke a leg. I think he got spooked by a snake, and he jumped and he broke his leg. So the man got off the horse and shot him and then buried him in the desert. And he took off his saddle and carried the saddle as he was walking through the country, through the desert. And he ran upon a ranch. And he found the ranch owner, and he said, sir, I need to buy a horse because I'm riding to town, and I need to have a horse to ride. And the man said, well, I'm sorry, sir, but I only got one horse, and we use him for breeding right here on the ranch. I don't have any other horses. And this horse, he don't look so good. And the man said, what? You got a horse, but he don't look so good? And he says, no, I'm telling you, sir, he don't look so good. So he's like, well, I want to see this horse. Let me see what I think he looks like. And the man says, okay. And he took him to the barn, and he showed him this horse that was in the barn eating hay. He was all relaxed and comfortable. It was a beautiful horse. He said, this horse is beautiful. Just brush him and then put my saddle on him and I'll take him. This is a beautiful horse. I'll take him with me. And the man said, okay, I'm telling you, he don't look so good. He's like, he looks fine. He looks fine. Just brush him and put my saddle on him. And so the man brushed the horse down real quick and then he put his saddle on him. And the man paid him. He said, how much do you want for this horse? He says, I usually pay $1,000 for my horse. And the man said, oh, no, this horse, he don't look so good. So I'll only ask you for $100. And he says, great, that'll be good. I can pay $100 for a horse. That's a deal. So he paid him $100, and he got on the horse, and he rode the horse off the property. And when he got to the fence, the horse didn't slow down. It ran right into the fence. And the horse and the man flew off the horse, and he jumped up. He said, oh, what's going on here? He said, man, don't tell me this horse is blind. He said, I'm going to take you back to the man. So he walked him back to the rancher, and he said, what did you do? You sold me a blind horse? And the rancher said, no, sir. I told you he no look so good. Yes, that's the horse. He don't look so good. He ain't blind. He just don't look so good. He can't see so well. That's what a horse was. So anyway, that was the end of that joke. Did you like that joke, audience? Was it funny? I thought it was. Well, I thought I'd tell you the joke. So anyway, now we got the karaoke people, and they're ready to sing some songs. And I'm thinking it's two women that have set up the karaoke, and they're playing some music, and they play, they start playing some white songs. They play some white artists. Since they're females, they're playing some white female artists. They play Madonna, Like a Virgin, Just for the Very First Time. And then they played Madonna. All the girls just want to have fun. They just want to have fun. And then they play Ohio Players. Well, she's a brick house. Mighty, mighty. Just letting it all hang out, because she's a brick house. Yeah, I like that one. And then they played By the Dock of the Bay. We're sitting by the dock of the bay, wasting time going nowhere. Sitting by the dock of the bay, wasting time. Yep, that's the dock of the bay. And then they played some Temptation. They played Psychedelic Shack. Psychedelic Shack, that's where it's at. Psychedelic Shack, that's where it's at. Do 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 do. Oh, let me tell you about a place I know. They get in and don't take much dough, where you can really do your thing. Yes, Psychedelic Jack by the Temptations. And then they played some David Bowie. They said, fame is in my heart, telling you about fame. Yeah, David Bowie was rocking the house out. So, yeah, they played the songs that made everybody laugh and made everybody smile, and people sang along with the songs. It was a good thing. So, at the end of the day, I found out that the DJ and the people setting up karaoke, I thought it was two women. But it was a man and a woman. It was a man dressed like a woman. Oh, no, what's going on with bisexual people? They're showing up all over the place. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to say. It's time to go. But anyway, thank you for listening to my story. I'm Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I've enjoyed telling you this story today. I look forward to broadcasting and listening, telling you some more stories. I broadcast Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, at 3 o'clock, and we're broadcasting all around the world. So, DJ Papa D, thank you for your DJing expertise and your engineering skills as I'm getting out of here. Later, I'm out. Peace.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you're a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.